Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Man, my head already hurts. Listening to those guys arguing about juice boxes, just centralizing the headache, like right in the middle of my forehead, right above my eyes, just right there. That's where the forehead is. Y'all know that, right? Poor Zach. Zach is just sitting. You know, we our setup here. Zach's in a studio, you know, control room. All the electricals and all the things that make this all go. All the commercials. Like he's in there answering the phone. And I'm in another room, you know, we're soundproofed, and he's just sitting in there, and I don't know, we've been together, it's a couple years now?
Yeah, I think we're going to be heading towards almost 3 years.
All right. Well, like, I feel like we know each other pretty well, but I can't help but wonder if you're just, like, sitting in there wondering, like, what is this? You're familiar with my work prior to working here,
yes.
I think, right?
Yes.
Like, what's in store for me today? Is what Zach is just saying. Like, what is happening in there? He's all alone. Mike is out sick today. We hope he feels better soon. So it's just me. We got Sal lined up at 4, Sabres pregame at 6, and you know, it might actually be spring for real. No more like fifth winter or whatever the hell we've been dealing with. Like it's nice out. The Masters, Scottie Scheffler. Good. The wide receiver train. I mean, choo-choo. We're here. We're another day closer, another week closer to the draft. A week from Thursday will be the first round. We will have a draft spectacular for you on Thursday involving many of the people who you hear on the station on a regular basis. I'm not sure what about that makes it spectacular, but we'll all be together for a couple of hours on Thursday, sort of pouring over the draft. So there's stuff happening, and not all of it is headache inducing. But I do know, I'm aware walking in the door today that it is the end of not the entire NHL regular season. There's a few more days of games to go before we get into the playoffs next weekend. But the Sabres regular season ends tonight with a game in Tampa. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there will be no playoffs. for the Sabres for a 13th consecutive year. So indeed, their regular season is the end of the line. So like, I got here and like, it just felt like it was written that the Sabres would be a subject today. You know, how are we feeling as it winds down? How do you wash this one away? And most vitally, what needs to change so that we do not end up a year from now or thereabouts talking about a 14th consecutive season without being in the playoffs? It's on 13 now. And so what's the way forward is something that's on my mind as I'm, you know, getting ready to do this show, knowing Mike is off and just trying to, you know, all right, what's a good conversation? What can we talk about? And of course, any conversation about the Sabres is going to eventually, and maybe it won't even take 10 seconds, although this has taken me considerably longer, would end up being about the coach, the future of the coach. What are we going to do about Don Granato? And are they just going to keep going? We've been talking like this about him and the coaching staff in general since around the holidays, right? I mean, I think that I don't think I'm being rewriting opinion. It's not exactly history. I mean, I don't know how documented any of this is, but I feel like around Christmas time, like, okay, you got half a year left, and this is not working. Like, your most regular outcome here is coming out and being down two goals before the first TV timeout in games. Like, that's a regular occurrence, and that was evident by the holidays. So what are we doing here? You want to get busy living, or you're just going to just let another season slip away from you? And they chose the latter. Didn't have to end that way. They did, you know, make some headway at times and get in the race. They were, remember that Saturday? We get a banner for this, and everyone did the fake mock-up banner hanging, like a chance to pull within a point of the Red Wings. That I think, was the high water mark a couple of Saturdays ago. Was that maybe the Saturday before Easter? I might have my weeks wrong. I mean, I don't know. Either way, you know, we know how it went. Every time this team got within a hair of making the race even interesting, making it into an actual race, they lost the ensuing game and just could never string enough wins together. They never lost too many in a row either, but just another lost season. And of course, Granato's future would be squarely in the sights and a topic for conversation. I get here to work, log in, and the first thing I see is an announcement from the Sabres. They sent out an email. I appreciate this, you know, having the knowledge, informing us that there will be some locker clean-out player availability coming up on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Of course, they're finishing the season tonight in Tampa, and then we'll come home, and Wednesday, Thursday will be that. And then Friday, head coach Don Granato and general manager Kevin Adams will address the media Friday morning. And, of course, I see that. And anything in pro sports and in life can be subject to change right up until the moment it happens. But I've been doing this a minute. And I would say, in my experience, an email announcing that the head coach is going to be available along with the general manager Friday morning to answer questions from the assembled media is a pretty good sign that they are not contemplating any changes at either position. The idea that Kevin Adams' job status wouldn't change is not that surprising to me. The coach also, let me be careful here. I want to phrase this correctly, because all along here, while the heat has gotten turned up, and whenever Mike and I have talked about this subject, it's been usually like he feels like, and I don't think I'm, you know, misrepresenting what he has talked about and how he's talked about it. Like, they're going to have to do that. Like, what else is there to do? It's a 13th year not making the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, Lindy Ruff is available and probably still has a house here. So, like, what are we doing? Are we going to make a change or not? It seems like you have to make a change. You got to do something. Like, the roster doesn't feel ripe for big makeover when I look at it. I've said that for a while. But despite it's seemingly being somewhat obvious to many observers, my co-host included. Here's an announcement today that head coach and GM will be addressing the media on Friday. And I highly doubt that that is a farewell news conference for Don Granato. And I also highly doubt that anything that happens between now and Friday is going to impact that. I mean, I guess it could. Maybe it matters here that the players will be having exit interviews with the GM and the coach. And I suppose that there is, you know, something that you could hear if you are the GM from the players, like a consistent thread, maybe some consistent problem that you can tie up neatly by saying, you know, I really didn't want to. I thought we could keep going, but we need to make a change. I guess that's possible, but I am here to tell you, I think it is very unlikely. I think this news conference announcement is an announcement to prepare us for there not to be a significant change in the hierarchy of how the Buffalo Sabres are run. I think that's what this email is telling us. Not to be expecting a coaching change. And, you know, for one, in one way, I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate knowing that you've got this scheduled. It might slow me down some on sitting in here saying today, They're gonna have to fire him. What else is there to do? Do you want to trade Tage Thompson? Do you want to trade Dylan Cousins? Do you want to trade Rasmus Dahlin? Do you want to trade Owen Power? Probably not. Right? I'm a no on all four of those suggestions. We talk about anybody on the roster, including those guys. But I'm look. You want to convince me otherwise? I'm here, man. But I'm pretty firmly a no on any of those ideas right now. So what else is there to do? It looks like, wait for it. Oh, there's so many better ways to put this. Nothing is the plan. How does that look on a billboard? Your 2024 Buffalo Sabres, 2024-25 Buffalo Sabres. Season tickets available now. Come on out. We're changing nothing. We're doing nothing. It's a bold plan. Let's see if it works. I don't know. I mean, on one hand, getting upset to the point where, you know, Zach would be warranted in being, you know, maybe scared or at least a little uncomfortable is one thing and entirely can be warranted at times like this. It also feels a little bit like I am an animal in a cage for your amusement that is supposed to get mad about the thing that I strongly suspected was coming anyways. I have said for weeks here, I'm just going to need them to do it. I don't believe they'll do it. I don't think they want to do it. Change the coach. And again, this is not a declaration written in stone, but they're planning a news conference with the coach and the GM to talk about the season on Friday. I think that's a pretty good sign that he's not getting canned between now and Friday or really ever. He's the coach of the Buffalo Sabres. And I just, to get really wound up about it feels almost, I don't know, ingenuinely performative in some way. Like I think an adult response to them would be, I don't even know what to do. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't know if I really want to be friends anymore. I can't keep doing this. I come here. You send me a text. We need to talk. I come. Okay. You're my friend. I respect you. You're telling me the same problems over and over again. I've told you my advice. I've told you a way forward that could maybe change your outcome. And you're here. It's been a month, a year, 13 years. And you're just telling me the same things and ignoring the advice I give you. I'm getting a little fatigued by giving the advice. Because you never do anything. That's where the Sabres are right now. Hey, everybody. Coach and GM going to talk Friday. Thanks for nothing. Nothing. Put it on a billboard. Nothing. I don't know. I'm teetering in between, you know, unreasonable rage and feeling sort of pathetic. That's ultimately where, and it's just me. Like, I, you know, you guys do what you think is right. You want to get really upset, call and yell at me, you know, them using this, fine. Pieces of me are dying day to day during these hockey seasons, and none more so than this year. And this notification today about their plans for Friday and the season-ending news conference for the coach, it may have broken me. I may be broken. 803. Oh, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. What are we doing? This is a professional sports team that has underperformed year over year, and slow and steady as she goes, stability, continuity. I mean, this is all going to sound really ridiculous if they fire him before Friday. I know, right? But come on. I just don't. I mean, whatever. I'll gladly wear the egg that will come on my face for saying that you know, doing all this if they do something with Granato between now and Friday. But I think the announcement about the news conference is an announcement about their plans moving forward. That's how I'm taking it. So, you know, we'll see. I think it's really interesting that this announcement precedes them sitting down and talking to the players in exit meetings. Not that I would expect, you know, a bunch of guys to be just driving a bus back and forth over Don Granato. But I think you go into those sorts of things if you're the guy in charge, your ownership or your upper management, like Kevin Adams, and you try to get honest answers and good give and take with the players in the room, and they might tell you something without maybe setting out to mean to tell you something. Like, you might find out something about your coach and the way things are going, but here we are, they're talking already, like that's all set. We know what we're doing. Our plan is to keep going forward with this setup, and I hardly think that's warranted considering the state of things, and am plainly frustrated by it. 803-0550 is the number. Some good Twitter responses already regarding what I think is an eventuality that we'll see Don Granato back as head coach of the Sabres for next year. You know, we'll find out for sure what all that's going to mean. So we'll get through some of the Twitter mentions, and of course, phone lines are available. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to hop in and get in on the show. We'll spend, hopefully anyway, depending on your input, most of this first hour on the Sabres, and then Sal Capaccio will be with me at 4 o'clock, and we'll turn our attention to the Bills, who have the first day, a lot of teams in the NFL, first days of, I guess, off-season workouts, voluntary stuff. So they've got some players in town. And, of course, the draft is coming. And so a lot of things to talk with Sal about. Let's fire it up. 803-0550 is the number. Jack is first up this segment. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Senor Dog of the Bulls, good to talk to you. I think I have the material for the press conference. The NHL finally decides to declare the Sabres the official practice team of the league. And everybody who plays them will get 2 points, and if it goes to overtime, 3. But the Sabres will be doing what they've been doing for years, providing a good workout, but without any stress, and the coach can stay in place.
Okay, Jack, thank you. Appreciate the call. Ken is first up. Ken, next up, excuse me. Ken, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Calling from Hockey Town, USA, Tampa. I'm really excited that I get to go see my hometown Sabres today. I just wanted to talk to you really quick about a couple things. I'll even throw in a draft thing at the end that I'd love your comment on. But, you know, I think we had a better team middle, just not bottom five in the league. Had we just been in the middle, I think we'd be looking at a playoff berth and a few, you know, maybe 5 to 10 more wins. Wanted your take on that. And then, by the way, you cannot throw football without hitting a car with a Bill sticker on here in Tampa. Just telling you. It seems like I wonder all the time if people are still at home. And the last take is Bills draft, 28th pick, I think. There's a linebacker, Edger and Cooper, out of South Carolina.
I'll stop you there. The Bills are not drafting a linebacker at 28. I don't even know if they'll draft a single linebacker in this draft. I mean, probably. It's a position. But yeah, I can't. Funny, I was just listening to One Bills Live on the way in, and Dane Brugler from The Athletic just put out his massive draft, like more than 300 pages, draft analysis. And he was a guest on their show and talked about how running backs and linebackers, probably nobody on day one. So my thought would be strike at any idea of that. It doesn't mean, you know, I think they're going to take a receiver, probably move up to do so. I don't have to be right about that, but linebacker to me is not on the list of what they'll be looking at least not with their premium assets. Could they pick one at some point? Sure. But I wouldn't lose sleep worrying about a guy so early as at 28. As for the other stuff, parse it and slice it up any way you want. Goal posts and power plays, really getting games to overtime is a huge issue. The Sabres only have, they lost in overtime on Saturday, so that was their sixth overtime loss. I mean, you look at the standings, the teams in the playoff spots. The Islanders have 16 loser points. That's 16 overtime or shootout losses. 16! The Capitals, 11. Flyers, 11. Penguins, 12. Those are all the teams that are still ahead of the Sabres and still alive, even going into this week. So, look, a more productive power play, middle-of-the-pack power play, maybe wins you a couple of more games. That, to me, is on the coaching staff, that they could not produce a consistent, dangerous, dare I even say elite power play with the talent that was on this roster, even with the injuries that they endured during the season. Late game situations, pulling the goalie, using timeouts can help you. It's not a guarantee. You're in a pretty desperate situation if you're pulling your goalie. But you've seen Granato any number of times, and I don't think even just this year, sort of struggle to get the goalie out early enough. That's a way that you can get games to overtime and get some loser points. Who knows, maybe even win some of those games that you actually get to overtime. You do not have to lose them automatically just because you get them to overtime. The idea is to try to then get the 2 points, but at least you've got the one. And the Sabres only have managed to do that 6 times all year. It has devastated them in this race with the teams, again, the teams around them, the teams that are still alive in the race have got 2 to 3 times as many overtime losses or shootout losses, thus loser points. Big factor in the standings. I really can't stand the idea of this team not doing anything significant with the coach. And it's not like I like Don Granato. I don't know him very well, but I like his style. I like how he has talked about the team. We've only had him on our show maybe a couple of times when they were in California. He's normally on with the morning guys. I enjoy hearing those conversations. I've enjoyed the limited interactions I've had with him. And I'll say it again. I've enjoyed listening to him talk about the players on this team and the process that they're going through. I think he's thoughtful and thorough and has done many good things. But this season has come off as an absolute waste of time to me. And I know that Kevin Adams really balked at that kind of phrasing last spring when asked about whether or not the season was a waste of time. This year feels like a repeat of last year. All the same talking points about dealing with pressure and learning how to play properly and all the stuff that you heard last year that they were going to have to learn how to handle. You heard the same excuse making over again this year. That is just, it's no progress. It's a flat line. In fact, the scoring dipped. Every important guy on the team dipped. And maybe that's just coincidence and bad luck. Maybe that's a sign that the coach's message somehow or another just was not effectively getting through. And I feel like what I heard from the Sabres this afternoon about a news conference on Friday featuring the head coach and the GM tell me that they're fine, they're accepting it, and they don't plan any significant changes. If that ends up being the case, that's what I think telling us they're having that news conference Friday tells us. What's your reaction? 803-0550 is the number. A lot of hockey here to start, a lot of hockey at the end too, because we've got a Sabres game tonight. The season finale is tonight in Tampa. Pre-game with Paul Hamilton will start up at 6. We'll get Sal in on the Bills starting up off-season workouts at 4, but the rest of the time it's just us talking about the hockey team. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog. Thanks for listening to WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.